Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this brand new day. Before we go into our gospel ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Eternal Father, we bow our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praising your name, Lord Father. We are praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father, for sending an angel to watch over us all night long, Lord Father. As we tumble and slept, Lord Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father, that no form of destruction fell upon us. Lord Father, bright early this morning, Lord Father, thanking you for touching us, Lord Father, enabling us to open our eyes to see a brand new day, Lord Father. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we've never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, as we open our eyes, Lord Father, we notice, Lord Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs, and they were working in a respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, we were able, Lord Father, to clothe ourselves for this brand new day, Lord Father. We was able, Lord Father, to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the hospitals. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, mighty heal on their bodies in your name, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, not only stop there, Lord Father, stop by the nursing home, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. Some may have our elderly, Lord Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth, Lord Father. We want to add a mighty armor of protection around them, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the schools and universities, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters that are pursuing a career or some endeavor, Lord Father. We want to add a mighty blessing upon them, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, Lord Father. Be an eye and ear for us, Lord Father. Be an armor protection around us, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the prison and jails, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters that may have made a bad decision that have put themselves in that facility, Lord Father. But we want to add a mighty blessing upon them, Lord Father, and a mighty mind regulation upon them, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father, as we enter into this brand new week, Lord Father, that you go with us, Lord Father. Give us some understanding, some guidance and direction, Lord Father, as we go day by day, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs some guidance and understanding, Lord Father. Someone may be lost a loved one, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you get them comfort during their bereavement time, Lord Father. Let them know that, Lord Father, you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to last take our last breath, Lord Father. Lord Father, when we are traveling the last mile of the way on this journey on this earth, Lord Father, when we have sung our last song, when we have prayed our last prayer, please, Lord Father, give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessings and others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. We ask that you join us each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Mary Mary, and it's entitled, In the Morning.
In the morning, you'll be alright. In the morning. heart. It may seem real hard, ain't no help in sight, but don't you worry about it tonight, 'cause you're gonna be alright, yeah, in the morning.
The sun's gonna shine.
Yes, it will, yeah, in the morning.
No clouds in the sky.
You don't have to worry, no.
It's dark in your life, just wait for the daylight. There's gonna be a day, it's gonna get cloudy. You can't see clear.
You can't see clearly, no.
But don't you stop praying,
praying
for the day when the sun will shine on you.
Be with me, oh.
You are tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Great song there coming from Sherry Jones Moffitt entitled Encourage Yourself. We know that through any situation that we can make a situation greater, if we can take the opportunity to encourage ourselves through a situation, God will definitely give us strength. Our next song coming up is coming from the United Angels. And they want to let you know it's praying time.
How many know he got a blessing tonight? How many know it's praying time? Come on, put your hands together.
Whoa. Yeah! I'm telling you, prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer. It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes.
It changes things. Yes, it changes things.
Listen, y'all. There was a mother crying all night long.
Crying all night long.
Because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way.
Make a way.
When she got down on her knees,
ooh,
and began to talk to the Lord, she heard a knocking,
a knocking at the door,
knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
Could it be?
It was her daughter saying, mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer.
Oh,
oh, prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, oh, prayer.
It changes things.
I'm aware that prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things. Feel good,
yes,
now, y'all.
It changes things.
Well, the doctor said that he wouldn't make it through.
Wouldn't make
so
it
he
through.
Called the family in to give them the bad news.
Ooh.
But the family said, no, we ain't gonna let him go. Cause we believe in God. We believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles.
So the family joined hands
yes,
and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
He
said, the doctor knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to go.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer, yeah.
Prayer.
It changes.
It changes things.
No, no,
I know
prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things. Yes, it changes things.
Ooh.
Much prayer.
Much prayer.
Much power.
Much power.
No prayer.
No prayer.
No power.
No power.
Get in a
hurry.
In a hurry. You need some prayer.
It changes. Somebody needs to know.
It changes
that
things.
It changes.
It changes.
Say one word,
yeah.
I'm talking about me. He's been good, good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary. Couldn't say one word. Yeah.
Wait.
Couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, yeah,
I'll just wait.
You've been good to me, Jesus. Kept me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you, because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is just
wait.
I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama. But ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair in only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 9 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Great song there coming from Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs entitled Wave My Hand. Our next song coming up is coming from Vicky Wines. We ask you to not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Vicky Wines entitled No Cross, No Crown.
Thank you. preparing me for something I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready just because he can.
Yeah. So I had to go through boot camp, y'all. Yes, I did. And in boot camp, I had to get up early in the morning. I had to put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. I had to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 12 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great song there coming from Dwayne Woods entitled You Shall Reap. Our next song coming up is coming from Kirk Franklin. And it's a night entitled Brighter Day.
This is for them rough days when you feel like giving up days. That's right. Here's a little something, put a smile on your face.
move a little bit. I just want some young people out there to just come up here. We don't want y'all to go crazy, but come on, give us some love. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, where are young people at?
Thank you.
in Georgia, when I had that hole in my lung, bared down under the PA system and under the apple pie. When the law saw fit to come under there, he knew I had a hole in one of my lungs and the other one had collapsed on me. Wasn't no way I could breathe, but look at my father doing me like he did Adam. He reached down under there and breathed a breath of life in my body. I'm glad tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see me all out and died one time. And I ain't gonna die no more. Stop and look back over your life and see how good God has been to you. Do you ever think about when you were laying on your sick bed, how a father came in and moved your aches and pain? I'm sure some of y'all will agree with me tonight, but I looked at heaven and said, thank you, Lord.
everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great song there coming from Willie Banks entitled, Lord, You've Been Good. He's definitely been good to us. He has brought us through many trials and tribulations. He gave us strength. Next song coming up is coming from Al Green, and it's entitled, Everything is Gonna Be All Right.
you, Jesus. Mercy send more. Oh, yeah. Oh, mercy send no.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
What God has for me, it is for me.
everything you need. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Come on, talk to me. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Put me in the pocket. Clothes on my back. Shoes on my back.
Thank you for joining us for this Sunday morning praise with Kel. It is 2 minutes, three minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Be sure to check out our website. Our downloads for each episode is available for download from 5 to 10 minutes after the broadcast ends. Again, thanks for joining us today. Have a great and glorious Sunday. God bless you.